Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bobby's Bites. So this week's parsha is Parshas Tezria. And we have the discussion of Tzaraas. Tzaraas is a spiritual disease in the Chumashim is translated as leprosy, but it's not leprosy. And it's not a condition that exists anymore. So it says when a man says the word Adam, talks Lashon Hara, which is essentially gossip, speaking poorly of someone or badly, they then get this spiritual ailment called Tzaraas, which manifests itself on the skin of a person. So the question is asked, what the Rebbe addresses in the Sikha is, why does it say Adam? Meaning, so men. Rather than a different term. So there's four levels, and Adam is the highest level of the terminology in reference to man. So we know this, that, right? When somebody acts like the way they did October 7th, we don't refer to them as people, right? We refer to them as animals, right? Or we refer to them in some other term that's not indicative of a human, because being human, being a man, being an Adam, is representative of a certain echelon of existence. So the question then is, why does it say Adam, who a man who gets this Tzaraas, rather than using one of these lower echelon terms that refer to man? So why do we talk about what's the idea? Because the idea is that when we're talking about someone who's at this level, right, they embody what it means to be human, right? They have a consummate level of righteousness. They're a tzaddik. That meaning, what Tzaraas manifests is that the outside is not like the inside. Okay, fine. So what does that mean? That means that there's a certain level of evil that manifests itself, but the inside is wholly pure. It's wholly good. It's not how do you say it? It's not subject to evil. It doesn't contain within it an evil. So this person, so you're telling me that this person is speaking falsely, because we know that this is an incredibly high level to reach. It's an incredibly high level to reach. One that takes a lot of self-discipline, introspection, practice, and working on oneself in every area to reach a level in which that not only is the evil inclination subdued, but it's non-existent. Not many people can achieve this. And so on this, the Rambam says that basically, first you start talking about, you know, random stuff. Then you start hanging out with the drunkards in the streets and the commonplace people. Then you start talking poorly about other people. And then ultimately it'll come to denying God. And it's like, whoa, that's a statement. Especially when we're talking about this type of person, of what we're talking about. And ultimately it comes to this. That the person, you're right, they don't have this evil inclination. You're right, at that level. But what the Rambam says is that it doesn't start by talking Lashon Hara. In fact, you don't start by doing anything bad at all. Rather, what happens is the person gets caught up with the schmoozer. Yeah, you're just schmoozing about random stuff. This, that, you know who bought this piece of land, you know who bought that piece of land. Oh, you know what car prices are, you know what inflation, this, that. Oh, could you hear what Trudeau's up to? This, it's like random politics and stuff that just idle talk. Just stuff that's for the sake of talking, for the sake of schmoozing. And then ultimately what happens is you then veer off. And, oh, did you hear what happened with this and this person? Oh, what happened? Now I'm interested. And you lose your boundaries with respect to speech. You're not careful with the words that you're talking. And because you're not careful with the words that you're talking, you get sucked in like a vortex, right? You're first talking about just this, that, or the other. Then you start talking about people. Then you start hanging out on the streets with people who are people who you shouldn't be hanging out with. It's not representative of you. It's not becoming of you. And it debases you until ultimately leads to a state of denial of godliness. And this all stems from an innocuous and benign conversation that you really didn't mean to talk about anybody, and you probably maybe didn't. But because you're talking about nothingness and just filling the air with nothingness, and you're not careful with how you speak and how you conduct yourself, right? You allow yourself to be sucked into this conversation. Then all of a sudden you're talking bad about other people and denying God. And I think today this is such an important concept. This is such an important idea, because today in our lives you see the conversation that's transpiring with respect to anything, any idea. People start talking about this issue or that issue, and then all of a sudden, you know, it has nothing to do with the issue at all, but rather people are being called this name, people are being called that name. They're a racist, they're a misogynist, this person's a liberal woke person, that person's a this person. And it's like, how did we get here? How did we get to calling names? Like, we're adults, right? We should be talking about the ideas, the logical discussion. How are we going to get to the point? Because the conversation is not centered on God. The conversation is not centered on Torah. The conversation was centered completely about nonsensical ideas that we're just discussing for the sake of philosophical, for lack of a better word, fluff, philosophical jargon and practice, right? To dunk on one another or this or that. And so the idea is, right, we get sucked into these conversations. And then as a result of getting sucked into these conversations, what comes to be? What comes to be is people start yelling at each other, screaming at each other. Why? Because they themselves lack what it takes to be that which it is that they're shutting down. What does that mean? Someone who's of high moral character, high moral ethics, someone who is a strong and disciplined individual, who's worked on himself, who's worked on his character, who gets up early in the morning, davens, right? This is a person who we strive to be like. But if you don't put in the work, how do you be like them? You find their flaw and you shoot them down, right? And then now you're closer to them, right? And you're closer to them by doing nothing yourself. And when you're aware of your faults and you're aware that, you know, there's work to be done, but you don't want to do that work. So how do we get there? We start talking nonsense and, oh, but you know what? I want to be right. How do I be right? I'll just shoot you down. I'll shoot your character down. And that's how I'll prove my point, by proving nothing at all, just talking smack. And so now this is the conversation that, this is why the Torah, I think, in from one of the reasons in its wisdom, tells us, don't speak Lashon Hara. You're debasing the character of another person. That means that even though that person has a good idea, even though that person has what to offer this world, that you've now made them insignificant. And then what happens? What happens is that you deny God. Why? What does that mean? That means that this person has something significant, beautiful, valuable to offer the world. You know how we know? Because God decided that they should exist. Because God decided the world needs this person, because they have something to add and offer the world, something that you cannot. And as a result, when you defame that person, when you debase that person, when you disqualify that person by virtue of talking falsely and slandering them, even if it is true, and slander them, you now deny God, because now that person, in the eyes of others, is disqualified and put down to such a low level that now that they can't continue in social discussion, civil discussion, civil and civil discord, in advancing ideas and advancing the progress of our society. Why? Because you said that they're a racist, a misogynist, a sexist, whatever other word that comes to your mind, because you don't like their opinions and you don't think that they're a good person. And maybe it's likely because you lack something, and because you don't have the character to deal with what you lack in life, so therefore you're going to shoot this person down so that you can then get up in the world. When I was in school, my principal told me, he said there's two ways to get up in the world. One is to drop people down beside you, push people down beside you so that you can climb on top of them to get up. Or you can work with them so that we all rise up. And the idea, one of, is Jordan Peterson's famous idea, famous line, is clean your own room. Work on yourself. Right? Work on yourself till then you can get to such a state where you're above that conversation. And the idea is that you understand that you can discipline yourself so that you remove yourself from Lashon Hara. Even before it starts, you're not talking about anything. Oh, this is not worth my time. This is not worth my time. I'm going to be careful with what I say. I'm going to be careful with what I talk about. Because ultimately what's going to be is you're not going to be careful with anything. And then you're left in the vortex, in the muck, in the mire, in the dirt, in the filth. We're with everyone else, name-calling and screaming at each other, not fixing a single thing, with the commonplace and the drunkards and the street corner, ultimately coming to deny God. And that's what you see with anyone who's trying to, you know, add order to this crazy arguments that are happening around us. What is happening? They just start arguing, yelling, and name-calling back, because you can't. There's no logic. There's no logic. There's no reason. There's no rhyme. There's nothing. There's the only thing that people want to do is shoot another person down because they lack the capacity, they lack the discipline, they lack the integrity, the ethics, the moral fiber to be the type of person that they want to be, that they know is true, that they know is real. And so we're left with name calling and shooting people's character down. But the antidote is to work on ourselves. The antidote is to see it before it happens, to know that we have the capacity to get sucked in. And a lot of us do, because this is enticing. But please God, that we all should know what's true, we should know what's real, and we should be careful with who we give our attention to. Because this is energy. We could divide our attention towards other things. And the main thing is that we live by example. We're an or legalut, we're a light onto the nations. And that means not arguing with them. That means living by example.